Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's really a tough game, and that's what we talked about in the locker room. It's lopsided as it felt, still in the fight at the end. And we do have a tough crew with an attitude to battle. There's going to be a lot to learn from this game. And I also told the team that, you know, like, these are, you know, got to apply the lessons that will be given today. And let's give Baltimore credit. They're a good outfit and played well. Loved the fight that the guys had at the end. But there was a lot to overcome today. And although we're in at the end, it felt lopsided. But love the effort to go try to finish it.
That was Commanders head coach Dan Quinn reflecting on a close loss to the Ravens, 7-point loss.
You know
what's
good? He didn't really sugarcoat it. You know, he's like, it did feel lopsided, especially once they scored to go up 2 scores. You knew that the game was on. In fact, right before they got the ball back, I was like, this is it. This is the game right here. It was still in the third quarter. But I like it. He didn't sugarcoat it. Give them credit. You know, they win. They deserve to win. We did have a chance to maybe, you know, steal something if you could make a stop late, but there was really no reason to expect to get a stop because he couldn't stop
them. Commanders went, they went toe-to-toe with a heavyweight, and they hung in there. They didn't get embarrassed. They hung within 7 points.
And then the tosses, you know, the pitches to Henry when he gets the momentum going.
Yeah.
If he's getting, even if he's getting the ball 6-7 yards behind line of scrimmage, if he gets the momentum going, he's impossible to stop because he's so big.
You just can't stop him. Freight train.
He just wears you down.
Yeah, he's so good.
And again, they had injuries, which contributed to the lack of rush defense. 800-636-1067. I know there are a lot of tough guys out there.
It wasn't going to matter.
I know there are a lot of tough guys out there, including I saw D. Woods say this online. I don't want to hear about moral victories. And I agree, if you're a really good team, and maybe Washington is becoming a really good team, there shouldn't be moral victories. There's wins and there are losses.
No, we're good.
But this is a team.
We're not really good.
This is a team that won 4 games last year.
Yeah.
And to me, it was a game where you're playing one of the big boys, you're stepping into the big leagues, and you could see, well, how good are we?
Yeah.
And what you could see is, well, offense is really good. Jaden Daniels is a stud. The defense still remains a huge liability.
Yeah,
and that's not going to get fixed in one offseason. We all know this already.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take multiple drafts, multiple free agent signings to get the defense where it needs to be.
Right.
It's not there yet, but it's a work in progress.
Well, I mean, it could be considerably better next year.
Defense?
Yeah, depending on who they add.
Right.
I mean, look how much better the offense is over 1 year.
Right.
Right.
So you add a few free agent pieces, and they will address that.
Another Luvu type, impactful player.
Yeah.
Although I don't know, I didn't see him, you know, a lot yesterday.
They'll be much better defensively next year.
It's hard to have defensive standouts when you give up 484 yards.
Yeah, but I didn't even see him flashing.
Yeah. 800-636-1067 is the number. How do you feel about this game? What are your biggest takeaways? I mean, we talked about it earlier. Jaden played great. We'll do Jaden coming up at 6:45. We do that every Monday after a game. Couldn't stop the run, and guys were wide open on a lot of that is the play action. I think just the design of Todd Monken's offense. He gets the guys. I mean, Andrews was wide open on a lot of those plays.
Well, they don't have anybody that could cover Zay Flowers. I mean, he was single. I mean, literally nobody could cover him.
Right. Yeah. I mean, across the middle, I mean, no one can run with him.
I mean, he's just crazy. He's like a little mini Tyreek Hill.
Yeah.
Like jitterbug.
I mean, St. Juice can't run with him.
And Lamar threw the early pick.
He tried a couple times.
But after that, Lamar was excellent.
Lamar's great. Yeah, he was great.
Yeah, he was really good.
All right, let's pay out some of these calls. I don't care. You call it whatever you want. I'm a fan. I don't have a problem with moral victories. I just thought the game played out kind of exactly how I thought it was going to play out, unfortunately. But, you know, we weren't embarrassed.
Looking at the poll, our Scotty's Vodka poll of the day on Junk's Radio, over 1,500 votes. 44% say yes, moral victory.
Hey, here's the moral victory.
I also put it up on Instagram, I think on Instagram, 53% say yes, moral victory.
Well, here's your moral victory. The two previous games, the Ravens scored 35 against the Bills and 41 against the Bengals. The
Commanders held them to 30.
30 points.
They could have scored more.
Moral victory.
They could have scored more.
They probably could have.
Our defense is not very good. So anytime we can win a game, we should be fist pumping.
Yeah, I mean, if Lamar doesn't throw that pick early, they're going down and they're scoring. It might be three, but they're going down and scoring.
All right, let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, how's it going? Good morning, y'all.
Hey, how are you?
You know, I'm not into moral victories at all. All I can talk about is the game yesterday. I'm not going to talk about the future. I'm not going to talk about any of that crap. All I'm going to talk about specifically is good teams lose to teams that they're better than all the time. It happens all the time. I watched Alabama lose to Vanderbilt. Uh-huh. So it happens. So yesterday, the game is playing out. You know, I think they're Ravens are a better team.
Right.
But I'm just annoyed and just absolutely pissed off watching that the reputation of Baltimore is allowing the refs to call the game a certain way. Valdez pointed it out last week. He pointed out, he said, if they call it tight, we're in trouble. If they don't, we're good. There's plenty of plays that I really want to talk about, but the one against St. Juice is really the tipping point. It's the one stop that they actually have in this one-score game in this third quarter. Hey, don't blame Cliff Kingsbury for actually having his team get into scoring position six different times. So they moved the ball. So the offense was doing what they needed to do. The defense needs to make one or two plays to make an upset. And that's what I want. I want an upset. I don't give a crap about my next year's team. I don't give a crap. I want to win today, okay? And that play was crap. And they had been calling tight on Washington all game. And I was like, well, you got to call it tight on them. Well, I'm just saying they didn't call it tight on them, and they call it tight on us. And I was just pissed off by that play. Now, yeah, technically the better team won. Eh, bad. So what? I want to win. I want to win every game if we lace them up. And that's how I felt. So, yeah, I mean, that's my little take for the day. Thank you for letting me get that off my chest. And I will have a beautiful day in your comments.
There you go.
Thank you, Marvin.
Thank you.
The one that none of them really particularly irked me. I just, just roll my eyes. But the one I thought that they blatantly missed also was the one where they grabbed, was it Noah Brown where he grabbed? He grabbed him right. It was like a third down play.
Yeah.
He kind of flashed to the sideline and grabbed him right before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that happens all the time. But
there's hand fighting like that all the time.
I know
every
it happens
play.
All the time. But when he grabbed the jersey, I thought, well, they could have called that one. But whatever.
I'm not going to blame the refs for that loss.
Yeah,
like,
no,
that's
we
way,
lost the game
that's way down on the list.
We lost the game fair and square.
I mean, the only one that really stood out to me was the pass interference on St. Juice.
All right, let's go to
Brian. Do you remember? Did that lead to a field goal or a touchdown?
I blocked it out.
The St. Juice led to a touchdown.
That was
right after the punt.
Yeah.
They were up 20-13, the Ravens. Washington had the ball. Like I said, to me, that was a tipping point moment. They decided to punt at the Baltimore 44. The Ravens then get it, go eight plays, 94 yards, and the Bateman penalty was part of that.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Brian in Richmond. Brian, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Good morning, you guys. God bless you all.
Good morning. Thanks, man. You too, bud.
Redskins fan, man. And I'm, guys, I'm not going to lie to you. Just I'm tired of being beat up.
Right.
Just give me a second so I can get it off my chest.
All right.
Because that's only the second time I'm calling you guys. I enjoy you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We haven't sniffed a Super Bowl since 1991.
Right.
I'm going to leave that right there.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Makes me teary-eyed almost. Because uh-huh. We're emotional. Not relevant. Not even relevant anymore. You look at the ESPN, they don't even like to show our highlights, even in wins. They don't.
Right.
So I just want you guys, I'm not a party crasher. I've lost so much over the years. I'm putting where we are right now in perspective. You can't help who you play every week.
Right.
That's not our fault. But just hear me out, and then I'll hang up and listen to you guys. And once again, thank you. What's our record again? 4-2, correct?
Right.
That is correct.
All right. All right. Hang on there. The victories against one win Cincinnati.
Right.
One win Cardinals.
Right.
Two win Giants.
Right.
And help me out with the fourth. Two win.
Cincy
has two wins, not one.
Two wins. Cincy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you saying? Are you saying we're a fraud?
What I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, it's too early to get too hyped or too low. And then next week, here comes another one win.
The one win Panthers on back.
You got to do that, though.
What I'm saying is, let's see where we are after we play. Golly, at least one good team, for goodness sake.
Well, we just did.
Yeah, we did. But still, all the wins haven't been a team with a winning record yet.
No.
Brian, aren't you...
Don't you want to be happy? I thought those were tears of joy.
JB, yes, I do, but I'm just not going to be fooled anymore, okay?
Yeah, you
I'm
don't have to be fooled.
He's not buying in.
Brian,
you're not a Super Bowl contender.
No. Hold on, guys. I'm not going to be laying into the woods to go hunting without a shotgun.
Right.
Okay, I'm a fool. I've been a fool since 91.
Right.
So, no. That's all I'm saying.
Brian, don't worry. Brian, there's 25 years of disrepair to the organization isn't going to be cured overnight.
But like, you got to take those small victories.
They hit with Jaden Daniels. It's a huge hit. Like, they're going to build around that.
Huge hit. No doubt about it. And I just hope he can please tell him. Y'all are closer to him than I am. Can y'all tell him?
Not really.
Can y'all tell him to start going down? I don't want another RG3. He doesn't like to slide, and he does not like to go out of bounds.
He took a couple hits.
He's been taking them, JB.
He did. He took a couple.
You're right. I think you should be happy this year, because in years past, you knew you had no shot at going to the playoffs. This year, you've got a legitimate, like 70%, if not higher, chance to go to the playoffs.
We're a playoff contender, not a Super Bowl contender.
Dallas, and I mean, the Giants are come on, guys. The rest in Philadelphia, even though they won yesterday, they look horrible.
Yeah, so aren't you feeling good about possibly winning the division?
That's what I'm saying, guys. The time is now. Let's seize it. I don't want to wait another 30 years. I'd be dead and gone.
You're not going to have
Hey, Brian, how old are you, Brian? Well,
no, but you understand, man. I'm 55, my brother.
Brian, how old are you?
71.
I'm 55, my good brother.
He's the only same age.
Wow, you're the same age as us.
What do you do for a living, Brian?
Say again, man.
What do you do for a living?
Oh, man, I'm a teaching instructor. I teach tennis.
You teach tennis?
You're a tennis lessons guy? Can you help my serve?
I'm a tennis player down here at a local club here. I'm the teaching pro down here.
Oh, man, I'm coming out for lessons.
Oh, he's in Richmond.
I need my tennis teacher's a little more composed.
You got to go to Richmond to get your tennis lessons, by the way.
He's emotional, Jared.
He's emotional. You're not drinking, man, Brian?
I just love him, man. That's all. And I'm just tired of losing, man.
Brian would teach me to cry after every loss.
Brian, you haven't been drinking after the loss, have you?
Oh, no, I don't drink, AD. I don't drink, my friend.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, Brian.
You get be even more melancholy.
God. Just call us after they win next week. It's okay to be happy if you beat a one-win team. Yep. It's fine.
We'll celebrate.
He's not really feeling the moral victory, though. He's more a Misery Monday guy. By the way, it is Misery Monday, brought to you by Chiniga Mayos, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers.mios.com. For some of the people on social media that were upset at even throwing out the question whether it was a moral victory, a couple of them I responded, well, is it a true Misery Monday? It doesn't feel like it, right? It's not like a losing a game that you expected
to
win.
I'll tell you this. If they were to somehow miraculously lose to the Carolina
Panthers, that's a Misery Monday.
That's a full-blown Misery Monday.
Yes. Right.
This one is not.
I'm a moral victory guy. I believe in him.
Right.
I don't really feel like yesterday was a moral victory, though, because it kind of played out exactly how we thought it was going to play out.
Right.
So, you know, whatever. It is what it is. Better team won.
We expected it.
We didn't embarrass ourselves, but I didn't think we would. Might have embarrassed ourselves defensively a little bit. But,
yeah, I don't think so. I think if the Ravens scored like 45 points, that's an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
They only scored 30. Now, that part of that is because they're holding the ball forever, and they didn't need to score more than what they scored.
Right. They did what they had to do. All right, let's go to, let me see here.
Man, Brian was emotional.
He really was. It was really caught up and put all that together. And I didn't know
if it was real or not.
I think it's real.
I think that was organic.
I think he's just a unique guy.
Yeah.
I would have had a million guesses, and Tennis Pro would not have been one of them. Club teaching Tennis Pro would not have been in my million.
Mm-mm.
I could have had a million.
Well, I thought he was a lot older than he was.
Yeah. Gus Arlington, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. You know what? I don't feel it a Misery Monday. You know, I even encountered a Ravens fan going down the elevator still wearing my Commander's gear, and they just said, good game, and I did feel like that little brother. But, I mean, I'm excited to play the Panthers. You know, I'm ready to get back at it.
Right.
You know,
and I'm with you.
I think the new equivalent for Jaden Daniels, I think, is the 80s John Elway. I think that's how he's playing, like the Broncos did in the 80s in that run.
I got to ponder that in my head a little bit, but sure.
I think he's a more prolific runner than Elway ever was. I think he's very similar. He didn't want to be compared. I think he's very similar to Lamar Jackson.
I think he's very similar, sure. I do. Lamar's the finished product. Lamar's really, really good. That's why he's a two-time MVP. Maybe
Jaden Daniels is more advanced as a passer at this age and at this stage than Lamar was.
And I don't think he's as dynamic as Lamar is as a runner. I mean, Jaden's pretty darn good, but I think Lamar's a notch better. With the way he runs.
I think it's pretty close.
Pretty close. I think it's pretty close. But I just think he's just next level. Let's go to Al Hyattsville. Al, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, boys? How y'all doing?
What's up, Al?
Good.
Hey, I'm not feeling bad about this. Let's just be realistic. And one of y'all mentioned it already. 30 years of chaos.
Yeah.
30 years of turmoil. 30 years of dysfunction. And now we're starting to win it, and we lose one game, and people are losing their freaking minds. Are you serious?
Yeah. Well, I'm not losing my mind.
We have hope. Finally, we had a respectable game against a potential Super Bowl winner. A respectable game. When was the last time we had a respectable game against a team that is actually looking to actually win the chip?
They've been outliers. It's happened every once in a while, but it's been outliers.
We did it against Pittsburgh.
I mean, they beat Philly.
We've had a few.
But it happens. But here it is. We actually went toe-to-toe with the juggernaut. Held our own as long as we could. And, we lost. Okay, fine. So what? But we got hope. 30 years of dysfunction make people lose their minds. I know I've lost my mind, but now I'm looking at it like, you know what? I got Adam Peters. You know what? I got Dan Quinn.
That's right.
All right.
Yep.
I'm okay. I got Jaden Daniels. I got other pieces. I said, you know what? We learn from the lesson. We move on, and we continue to move forward. I'm like the other guy. Yeah, I want to win every time we lay similar. Everybody wants that. But honestly speaking, looking at our team and what has happened and where we are currently, bruh, I'll take the L. I'll say, you know what? We're going to lick our wounds. We're going to learn from this, and we're going to move forward. That's how I see it.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, sometimes you just have to tip your cap. They have a better team. They beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're the hammer. Sometimes you're the nail cakes.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90-plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This one,
I think most people should be speaking like that and feeling that way.
Right.
Yeah, it's very reasonable. But you're right. Yeah. If we lose to Carolina,
well,
that's, I mean, you're going to probably lose games you shouldn't lose, but you just,
that's one.
Yeah, that's one. It would be a bad time to do that.
But Eric, that game you can't lose.
Right. It's not as easy as it was a few weeks ago. Dalton does make them more competitive.
Yeah, just throw 2 picks yesterday.
That's fine.
They'll score a little bit.
He does keep them more competitive.
They'll score a little bit, but he'll give you the ball. But but Washington should go up and down the field on Carolina.
I would hope so.
They really should.
I would hope so.
Coming up next.
I got him 7-2.
Coming up next, we'll take more of your calls at 800-636-1067. And we are Graydon Jaden here on the Junkies.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.